Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to JP's World. Another week, another episode. If you have not yet, you could tune in now on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Stitcher. Without further ado, episode 5 starts now. Many wondered if Kirby Smart would win a national championship for Georgia. He did it Monday night for the first time in 41 years. First quarter, they threw screens out wide to the tight end. Stetson Bennett was a little shaky. Was forced out of the pocket. Alabama held him on defense pretty well. That deep shot got it all going for Georgia. Second quarter, a lot of field goals, but tight defense. Big hitting going on. Slants about 4 or 5 yards from Georgia. Got him moving down the field. Started moving some. Was able to just do a little bit. At least they moved the ball. At the end of the first half, Georgia had 5 rush yards. Alabama had 9 rush yards. Not much running the ball on the ground. More through the air. Third quarter, Georgia couldn't buy a first down. Too many penalties, stalling drives. The blocked field goal and big run gave him a lead. With the game tight through the first 3 quarters, the fourth was going to tell it all. Alabama hit a field goal going up after Georgia was up 13-9 going into the fourth quarter. Georgia scored on a deep pass, free play. Alabama got called for roughing the passer. Bennett, 3 for 3, 68 yards. With 3 minutes to go, Georgia went up 8. Alabama tried running the ball. Offensive line started opening holes. Hit a couple passes. Bryce Young just couldn't get it done. The Heisman Trophy winner could not get it done. Georgia, pick 6. Led the game 33-18. On Bennett's final drive, 4 for 4 for 83 yards. Sends his fumble. Georgia finally won a title for the first time in 41 years. Is Kirby Smart going to stay? No one knows. Personally, I don't see Kirby leaving. Some players will leave, go to the NFL like they dream of. NIL helps too. It'll be in the news, like everything else. College football 2021 has come to an end. Now time for NFL Wildcard Week. First, the AFC. The number 1 Tennessee Titans, bye week. Number 2, Kansas City Chiefs, play Pittsburgh Steelers, number 7. Number 3, Buffalo Bills, play number 6, New England Patriots. Number 4, Cincinnati Bengals, play number 5, the Las Vegas Raiders. Going into the divisional round, I have the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, and the Bengals. NFC, Green Bay Packers, bye week. Number 2, Tampa Bay Bucks against the Eagles. Number 3, Dallas Cowboys against the 49ers. Number 4, LA Rams versus the Cardinals, Monday night game. In the NFC wild card, I have the Bucks, Cowboys, and Rams. Should be a good weekend of NFL football. Those are just my picks. Everyone has their own opinion. Each team wants to advance, but only one will. It's time to scratch and claw. Be physical. Play to the last whistle. That's what the NFL is all about. It's time to go get it. Playoff time. And finally, the phrase of the week. Keep going. Oftentimes, we don't want to get out of bed, go to school, an appointment, go to work. Just have too many issues. There's no need to complain. Yeah, things may be harder. Your body may hurt. You have things going on that prohibits you from getting something done. Just take the initiative and do it. You'll feel a lot better. There's many more out there in the world worse off than what some of us are. And no, we don't know what each one of us goes through on a day-to-day basis, but we manage. We do the best we can to make it. That's all anybody could ask for. Do the best you can. So for those out there struggling, try to stay active and be active for as long as you can, because eventually we won't be able to. You can do it. Just keep going. Again, if you have not been able to tune in, you can. On Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Stitcher. Back again next week, episode 6 on JP's World. You don't want to miss it. JP is out. If you like or enjoy what you're listening to, you can now rate podcasts on Spotify. Feedback is much appreciated. Thank you for tuning in to JP's World.